This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Baskota, says the government will accept all foreign grants which are not against country's foreign policy. Discussion on political and organizational reports underway in ruling Communist Party's Central Committee meeting. And World Health Organization declares coronavirus as World Health Emergency. Now the news in detail. The government has extended the tenor of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons. Informing about the January 27th cabinet decision amid press meet organized at Singhadarbar yesterday, government spokesperson and Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota further informed that the government had also extended the working tenor awarded to National Nature Conservation Fund for managing natural spaces in Annapurna Conservation Area. The government has also decided to form a 7-member team led by Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Finance International Grant Department and authorized the team to lead dialogues with the World Bank groups for receiving $50 million loan for mitigating the problem and the risk of climate change. The cabinet also approved the proposal of acquiring 123.34 roponies of land for setting up an integrated settlement in Pidim, Ward No. 1 and 2. The cabinet has also decided to appoint TU Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Dharmakanta Baskota and Kathmandu University Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Ramkanta Makaju Shrestha in the remaining vacant post in the University Grant Commission. The government has also appointed Dr. Nirmal Lamichane as the chair of the management committee of BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital. Minister Baskota also said that the cabinet had decided to forward various bills including Nepal Act Amendment and Unification Bill, Copyright First Amendment Bill and Nepal Air Services Authority Setup and Management Bill to the Parliament for discussions. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister Baskota stressed on the need of accepting all international grant that was in the welfare of the nation and aligned with country's foreign policy, saying with the domestic investment it was not possible to attain the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Minister Baskota emphasized on the need of accepting MCC grant and participating in the Belt and Road Initiative. Meanwhile, Minister Baskota clarified that the MCC pact does not have any link with a military connection and it was entirely for constructing road and bolstering national transmission line. Minister Baskota added that all the international development partners put forward their condition while giving any form of grant. Therefore, Nepal should accept the condition put forward by MCC for transparency and stability. The group-wise discussion on the political and organizational reports in the Central Committee meeting of the Communist Party began yesterday. Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Party General Secretary Bisnu Paudel had presented the political and organizational reports respectively on the inaugural day of the meeting. The Central Committee members are scheduled to put forth their views in the group for 2 more days. The committee meeting will conclude on coming Sunday, endorsing the reports. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Mahendra Prasad Shrestha, has said that immediate rescue of Nepali students in Wuhan of China was not necessary as of now. Speaking at a press meet organized yesterday at the ministry, spokesperson Shrestha said discussion was underway for the rescue management if rescue was needed. Likewise, he informed that the medical and technical team would be deployed from today for the monitoring at Raswagadi and Barabise checkpoints. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said the government has put the industrial sector in priority. Addressing an event in Kathmandu yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the government had been setting up industrial zones in different parts of the country, putting industrialization in priority. He also said the government was serious about lowering the custom tax imposed on raw materials for medicine production. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated the newly appointed Prime Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Khalid bin Khalifa bin Abdulaziz Al Thani, on his appointment to the post. In his congratulatory message sent yesterday, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness on his appointment as the Prime Minister of Qatar and hoped that the relation between Nepal and Qatar would get bolstered in days to come. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli met a Minister for Foreign and European Affairs of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, Jean Esselborn, yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. During the meeting, discussions were held on enhancing economic cooperation, including trade, investment, tourism and transfer of technology, and continuing European Union support to Nepal. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli urged the Luxembourg's foreign minister to encourage investment in Nepal as the environment was conducive after the promulgation of the new constitution. Prime Minister Oli stressed on co-work on uplifting Nepal from least developed country to developing country and achieving sustainable development goals. Four Indian nationals of a single family died in Rupandehi district when a pile of scrap buried them. They died due to suffocation after the pile of scrap they had collected fell upon them. Coordinator of Rashtriya Janata Party Presidium, Mahendra Rai Yadav, said that the Rashtriya Janata Party is not going to join the government at present. Speaking at the Reporters Club in Kathmandu yesterday, leader Yadav said no discussion had taken place in the party regarding the decision to join the government. Newly appointed Chief Executive Officer of Nepal Tourism Board, Dr. Dhananjay Regmi, assumed office at Tourism Board Secretariat yesterday. On the occasion, Chief Executive Officer Regmi expressed commitment to carry out activities to show visible results by making the Tourism Board services and activities smooth and effective. A meeting of the Executive Committee of the Board held on January 28 had appointed Regmi to the post. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed corruption case against Police Inspector Arun Kumar Saha for submitting fake academic documents. The Commission stated that Saha had submitted fake bachelor's degree certificate to get promotion to the post of the inspector. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The new coronavirus has been declared a global emergency by World Health Organization as the outbreak continues to spread outside China. The WHO chief said the main reason for this declaration was not what was happening in China, but what was happening in other countries. The concern was that it could spread to countries with weaker health systems. At least 213 people have died from the virus in China. The WHO said there had been 98 cases in 18 other countries, but no deaths. Most cases have emerged in people who have traveled from the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. However, there have been 8 cases of human-to-human infection in Germany, Japan, Vietnam, and the United States. Armed men have attacked an indigenous community in Nicaragua, killing at least 6 people and kidnapping another 10. Police confirmed 2 deaths and said they were investigating. The reason for the difference in the toll is unclear. The attack on the Magna group took place in a protected nature reserve in the north of the country. A Magna leader last year accused the government of doing nothing, while his community was gradually being exterminated. Tensions have been rising in recent years between Nicaragua's indigenous communities and newcomers who moved to the region in search of fertile land, timber and gold. There have been reports of armed groups seizing indigenous land. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region along with the central hilly and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated rain is possible at one or two places of the eastern hilly region towards late afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 19.6 degrees Celsius and minimum of 4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin hour. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Baskota, says the government will accept all foreign grants which are not against the country's foreign policy. Discussion on political and organizational reports underway in ruling Communist Party's Central Committee meeting. And World Health Organization declares coronavirus as World Health Emergency. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.uv.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.